The On the Air podcast is designed to provide accurate, authoritative information about the subject matter covered for educational purposes only. The information in this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. You're live with On the Air, where the airwaves are buzzing with stories of land, legacy, and lineage. I'm your host, Jamie. And today, we're diving into the legal landscape of family land in Alabama. Because managing inherited land here comes with its own set of rules. Whether you've inherited farmland or forest land, we'll break down Alabama's laws, your property rights, and strategies to protect and preserve your family land. So, get ready to groove with us as we explore the complexities of land ownership in Alabama. To recap from last week, heirs property is like a family jam session where everyone's playing their own tune, but no one knows who's in charge. This can lead to some messy legal situations, especially in Alabama, where state laws on inheritance can make things even more complicated. But we're here to break it down and show you how to get everyone playing that same song. In Alabama, if there's no will, inheritance follows the state's intestate succession laws. It's like a radio station without a program schedule. Everyone's tuning in at different times, and the signal can get messy fast. This means the state will decide how your property is divided among your family instead of you. So how do you harmonize all of this? One of the best strategies is to formalize ownership through legal tools like family agreements or land trusts. Yes, that means you have to talk to your family. These agreements are like setting the rules of the jam session. Everyone knows their role and you avoid conflict. In Alabama, these legal tools help clarify responsibilities and give you a structured approach to managing the land. Whether it's farming, forestry, or just keeping the family's legacy intact. It's all about understanding your property rights. In Alabama, heirs property owners have rights like other landowners, but without a clear deed, it's tricky to navigate. That's where lawyers who specialize in heirs property law come in. They can help you get everything in sync, whether it's avoiding partition actions or figuring out who gets to make decisions about the land. Don't worry, I got your back with plenty of resources available in Alabama for heirs property owners. The Alabama Cooperative Extension System offers workshops on estate planning and property management, kind of like music lessons for your land. And the Alabama Heirs Property Alliance, or AHPA, is there to help you navigate legal, financial, and management challenges so you can keep the groove going for generations. I'm thrilled to be joined by Katie Cowan, an agricultural law expert, to help us unpack the important legislation. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me. I'm Katie Cowan. I am an agricultural lawyer by training. I don't practice right now, but I am teaching ag law at Auburn University, and I help out the extension with research and writing and some presentations surrounding the heirs property program. And I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, let's start with the basics. What is the Uniform Partition of Heirs Property Act, and why was it created?
The Uniform Partition of Heirs Property Act, or its acronym, UPHPA, which is a lot easier to say, is a law that addresses how to handle partition sales of property that is owned by heirs. And we'll talk a little bit about why that's a problem. But it's been adopted in 25 states so far, including Alabama, and it's been introduced in two more. And it preserves the rights of owners of heirs property by putting in place some due process protections and requirements that come into play in the case of partition actions or when someone tries to sell off property that is owned by multiple people in common. To kind of understand what it does and why it was passed, let's go through the definition of what heirs property is. Heirs property is the legal terminology for land that's owned by multiple people at one time who are all generally related one family that's been passed, the property's been passed down through generations, inherited either through intestacy, where the original owner did not have a will in place, or the owner had a will that wasn't properly probated, or a will that left everything and all the property to all of their heirs equally. Those are the three main ways of creating heirs' property. And the problem comes in because when property is owned in this manner, it's called tenancy in common, and all of those heirs that own it together all own an equal share of the whole property. They don't own, like, if you have 100 acres, it's not like if you have a quarter interest, you don't own 25 acres. You own a quarter interest in the whole 100-acre property. Given that, all of the heirs have the same rights and responsibilities, but also profits made off the land have to be shared between the heirs and owners based on ownership. And also, any decisions that are made as to what to do with the property, you know, put a mortgage on it, use it for growing crops or timber, big decisions like that have to have consent of all of the heirs. And when you have a big family or a family that doesn't generally get along very well, you can run into issues with that consent issue. This leads to problems when predatory investors and developers find this type of land or land that's owned as heirs' property, and they find a way to buy a portion, buy a share. And when they own a share, they can petition to have the property sold so that they can buy out the whole property, or they can sell their share and pocket the money, that kind of thing. There's also a problem with heirs' property in that some heirs may not even know that they own property, and they would be interested if they did know. And without notice, if a sale like that were to happen, they would have no way to know that they even had an interest and they had rights in the property. So the UPHPA protects those rights, and it makes sure that the heirs that own the property get fair value for their land if it comes to a sale. And it provides avenues for them to do it fairly and above board so that they can enjoy the benefit of their property without having it taken from underneath them through partition sale.
Gotcha. So what specific problems does this act address for heir property owners?
Well, this act specifically addresses when there is a potential sale of the property. Some issues that arise with heirs property is the difficulty with getting funding in the form of mortgages or using the property as other collateral to borrow against. And also applying for financial assistance programs, such as under the USDA, getting FEMA disaster relief used to be a problem as well. The main problem that the UPHPA addresses is to protect those rights of the heirs, specifically when there is a partition action filed. Now, there are two different types of partition actions that can be filed in the state of Alabama. The first is called a partition in kind. Partition in kind involves distribution of property sales so that each owner has their own interest. So this means actually cutting up the property physically to represent each partition share, and everybody gets their own piece of the property. The other type of sale is a partition by sale, and this involves the sale of the entire property, and then the proceeds of that are divided amongst the heirs, owners, according to their interest. And the problem with that is that if someone who is either outside the family comes in and is able to get one of these shares, whether it's by partition in kind or partition by sale, they can buy out the rest of the family. What the UPHPA does is, in that situation, or in a situation where another family member wants to sell the property, say they are removed from the situation. They don't have the sentimental ties to the land, and they would rather have the cash. So they file a petition for sale. The UPHPA requires certain things to happen before that sale can just take place. This includes enhanced notice requirements. So once a petition for sale is filed, all of the heirs, all of the property owners must receive notice. And this includes requirements like there must be a sign conspicuously on the property that can be seen from the road. They have to serve all of the heir owners with service individually. It also, and there are time restraints with that. The initial notice requirement is within 30 days of filing that sale request. Another way that it protects from this property being sold or the family being stripped of their ownership is that it requires independent appraisal. So before the act, a lot of times these properties were sold on the courthouse steps for whatever the bidder would pay. And sometimes that was well, well below the actual fair market value. This type of sale really undercut the value of property that was owned by heirs property, which is another problem that the UPHPA helps families who own heirs property out with, is it actually sets the value of the property at fair market so that they can't be undercut. It also requires a right of first refusal to be granted to the family, the heirs that own the property, so that situation where the land can just be bought out from under them just because they don't have the money or that they don't have the notice, that can't happen under the UPHPA, because right of first refusal means that the family has the first chance to buy it or buy out whoever has filed for the sale action. And there is a preference for partition in kind under the UPHPA, where the law is going to prefer that partition in kind happens where the land is divided up and each of the owners get their share of the land, whereas partition by sale would just be the whole piece of property was divided and or sold off, and then the heirs only get the money amount. In addition, it will require the UPHPA will require the property to be sold on open market instead of, you know, behind the scenes, just as a quick courthouse steps kind of sale where, you know, only people who know about the sale can come in and buy it. If it's posted on the open market, that way more buyers can see it that would be able to or want to buy it for closer to the fair market value instead of undercutting the price as it would have without the act.
As you mentioned, Alabama is one of the states that has adopted the Uniform Partition Act. Can you walk us through how this act is applied in our state?
Yes. In Alabama, it's a federal uniform act. So that means that Congress has developed this act that all states can adopt. And that's what Alabama did. They pretty much adopted it just as it was. So in Alabama, we just talked about some of the requirements that happen or that have to happen. But basically, in Alabama, each of the petitioner who is petitioning for the sale, it's their burden to make sure that all of these things happen. All of that responsibility falls on the person who is requesting the sale. It starts with that initial sale pleading that you have to file in court. And once this pleading is filed in court in the county where the land is located, then that notice will be required to all of the heirs property owners. If there are unlocatable or unknown heirs, a guardian ad litem will be appointed to protect their interest under the UPHPA. And that further protects those interests of heirs who either may not know that they own it or are so far removed that they're not involved with it anymore. The petitioner has those 30 days to send that notice to the heirs. After that, and this has a 30-day deadline too, any co-tenant, any of the heirs that own the property can petition the court and say, no, I want to buy out this property. I want to keep it in the family. And they have that first right of refusal. So within 30 days of receiving that notice, if they want to buy it, they can also petition the court to say, okay, there's a petition out there for sale, but no, I want to exercise my right of first refusal as an heir owner. So once that happens, if one of the heirs doesn't step up to exercise their right of first refusal, then a fair market value appraisal is done. And this appraisal will determine the value of the property based on an actual walkthrough and comparison to comps in the area and things like that to determine what it should actually be sold for to benefit the owners. When that valuation is done, that's another thing that the UPHPA requires to be sent out to all of the heirs, and they have to be notified of that as well. Also, throughout the UPHPA process, there are hearings where, you know, the representatives or, you know, all the heirs can also come. They require hearings so that all of the interests can be heard in court and that there's a record to protect everyone's rights.
We've covered some great insights today, but there's still more ground to explore. And rather than rushing through it, we're going to continue this conversation on our next episode. So stay tuned for part two, where we'll dig even deeper into how communities are taking action to preserve their land. On the Air is a product of Auburn University and the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. Support for this program is provided by the Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Development Program, project award number 2023-49400-4086 from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Any opinions, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and should not be construed to represent any official USDA or U.S. government determination or policy. More information about activities and publications related to heirs property in Alabama can be found by visiting our website at www.aces.edu/go/heirs property. On the Air podcast is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional counsel. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, please seek the advice of services of competent professionals. Thanks for tuning in to On the Air. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share your thoughts with us. Together, we'll continue to explore the fascinating world of heirs property, one episode at a time. Until then, keep protecting your legacy.